Hey everybody, Mike Sessions here with the Rochester Rodent Control Pod, and today's show is called, What Are the Most Common Signs of Rodents in Rochester Residences? You know what's scarier than finding a mouse in your house? Finding out that where there's one, there's usually 20 more hiding in your walls. That's right, most Rochester homeowners don't spot a rodent problem until they've got an entire mouse metropolis setting up shop behind their drywall. But today, I'm going to help you catch these sneaky squatters before they invite all their relatives over. Let's talk about the dead giveaways that you've got uninvited house guests. First up, you'll spot what I call the Midnight Snacker Special. Those little dark droppings near your baseboards and in your pantry. They look like tiny chocolate sprinkles, except these aren't the kind you want on your ice cream. Next, check for gnaw marks on food packages and wooden surfaces. These little guys have to file down their ever-growing teeth, and your kitchen cabinets are their favorite nail salon. And if you're lying in bed hearing what sounds like tiny tap dancers in your walls at night, yeah, that's not your imagination. Now, where should you play detective? Start behind those appliances. Mice love to party behind the stove and under the sink. Your attic's a hot spot, too, especially those cozy corners filled with nice warm insulation. And don't forget to check your garage and basement perimeters. That's usually their main entrance to the five-star hotel they think your house is. Want to keep these freeloaders out? Here's your game plan. Seal up any gaps bigger than a quarter inch. If you can stick a pencil in it, a mouse can squeeze through it. Clear out those outdoor buffets. You know, bird feeders, pet food, unsealed garbage cans. And inside, treat your food storage like you're preparing for a mouse apocalypse. Airtight containers are your best friends. Here's a quick story that'll hit home. Last winter, the Johnson family over on Park Avenue kept hearing what they thought was their house settling. Just some faint scratching in the kitchen walls. Smart folks, they pulled out their stove, found some suspicious evidence, and called us right away. Instead of dealing with 20 mice, they only had to evict 2. Now that's what I call a happy ending. Here's your homework for tonight. Grab a flashlight, get down on your hands and knees, and give those kitchen baseboards a good inspection. If you spot even one dropping, don't wait. Call a professional. Trust me, spending a little money now beats replacing your insulation and rewiring your house later. This has been Mike Sessions with the Rochester Rodent Control Pod.